Kyle, before the game earlier this week, you talked about how, putting it bluntly, you said, we stunk at home. We need to turn another round. We certainly did that today.
Yeah, we got off to a great start. You know, we want to play well in front of our fan base, and, you know, it means a lot when you can, you know, come in and just rely on wins that you're coming back to home. So it's a big week for us. We played well. We practiced really well throughout the week. So hopefully that message gets across to everybody. You know, you practice that way throughout the week, you got a good chance of coming out and being successful.
And number 88 is pretty good, huh?
With the turnovers, and then you just took advantage of what they gave to you then.
Champ really you know, set the tone for us with the big interception to start the game, and basically, you know, every drive we moved the ball, and I think we stayed turnover free. So that was the goal, you know, win the turnover battle, play physical, and make the plays when they're there, and we did it.
And number 88, is he an easy target to see for you?
He was a big guy out there. Everybody saw that, and I thought he played well. I thought he stayed within himself. Had a couple routes, you know, where he had to make an adjustment on, you know, the route, and was able to see everything. So real pleased with the way he came out and started off, and thought the entire receiver corps played well.
Kyle, how do you explain what you guys did on third down today? At one point, you were 14 of 17. Those are ridiculous numbers.
No, we prepared well. You know, saw the looks that we were going to see, and executed against those looks, and did a great job on first and second down. We weren't sitting there in third and 13, third and 14. We were sitting in a lot of, I think we exhausted our entire call sheet on third and 2 to 5, which is a good sign.
Kyle, did you get the game ball today? And if you did, what did it mean to you?
What's that?
Did you get a game ball today? I see this ball in your locker room.
I just kept that ball.
Oh, okay.
I just kept that. No, there's a lot of guys that deserve that. You know, I thought the offensive line played great, kept me clean for the most part all day. The defense getting 4 turnovers is huge, and we were able to run the football.
All
key elements to win.
You guys had to cash in on those turnovers, too. I mean, that's what you guys have been talking about, complimentary football. They get you an opportunity, you cash in.
Yep, no question. And, you know, that's the best way to play, you know. Let the other team make a mistake. We capitalize on it, and before you know it, it's 14-0, you know. So whenever you can play ahead, our defense is going to be really good when they can play ahead. You know, they give the other team a lot of different looks, a lot of different disguises, and, you know, if you can turn it into a passing game, we're going to be in good shape.
Your foot off the pedal, you guys kept pushing and pushing and never let them back in. It's important not to let up.
That's going to be our philosophy hopefully all year, you know, is if we can put 35 on the board, we want to put 42 on the board. So we're going to have our foot on the gas the whole game and really try to put pressure on teams.
Was this one of your better games of your career?
It was a good game. You know, it was a good game, and you got to get ready to go for Indianapolis next week.
Can you take us back through that play, the play call where, you know, you know, Shonda the pitch back?
Yeah, great call. Awesome call. I mean, really. And we practiced it 4 or 5 times in practice, and when Josh gives you the chance to run a fun, you know, that's a fun play. Everybody wants to run those plays, you know, and as long as you can go out and execute them in practice consistently, Josh gives you the freedom to run them, you know, and those are fun plays. It gets the crowd going. It gets us going. I had a big smile on my face just calling in the huddle, you know, so Noshon gave me a good throw, and Eddie made a nice catch and almost got in.
How dangerous is Noshon?
So Kyle Lorton explaining that trick play that we saw in the first half, the fleet flicker that led to a big game.
That screen pass he caught, I think, was one of the best plays that I've seen him make since I've been with him. You know, he wasn't a great look for the screen. It was man-to-man coverage. Made a nice catch. Made a nice move just to stay up. And then, you know, I don't know how long he ended up taking it, but big play in the game, and he played well.
And we knew Demaryius Thomas was big. His speed on that bubble screen, he got up the field in a hurry.
Yeah, he did. Big physical guy. He can really run. There's not a lot of things that he can't do, you know. So just another good addition to our receiving core. Like I said, it's a selfless group, and he fits that mold, you know. He'll make the plays when they're there, and he'll run the other stuff to get some other guys open.
Are you going out of your way to get Eddie Royal back in this game plan and get him involved early in the game?
Eddie's making his own role for the team, you know. He's worked hard, becoming familiar with, you know, with the slot. It's a totally different position than outside, and we needed to get on the same page. It was a tough deal for us last year. You know, we're both trying to learn and trying to learn each other, you know, which is tough. But he's really committed himself inside and filling that role for us nicely.
For you personally, what were a couple of the things that you really worked on from last week to this week, the corrections that you felt you needed to make, whether it was from reads, protection?
Not a whole lot in terms of read. I think I've seen the field well, you know, and really my whole mindset going in this game was to play turnover football, you know, turnover free football, and they really capitalized against San Francisco on turnovers, and we didn't want to give them that chance, and we protected it well.